In Australia at the moment, the act of bestiality is prohibited across all states and territories. I guess the question here is laws around bestiality materials and the creation, the possession and the sharing of said materials. That's only illegal in three states. So you've got it's legal in New South Wales, WA and Tasmania. That means in the rest of the states and the other two territories, laws for those crimes just don't exist. And that means that police can't charge potential criminals with those laws, and there's no sentencing requirements for those laws. So New South Wales has the strongest punishment. The possession only carries a 3-year maximum sentence. However, the distribution and the creation of bestiality materials carries a maximum sentence of 5 years. So Emma Hurst is a New South Wales state politician. She's always been really vocal about, I guess, strengthening protections for animals and also, I guess, society at large. She's pushed stronger state-based laws, so state-based New South Wales laws in New South Wales. But now she wants the newly installed Attorney General Michelle Rowland to implement national laws. She brings up the case of a Northern Territory man and a former zoologist. His name is Adam Britton. In August of last year, he was charged with 60 incidences of bestiality, committing bestiality, possessing child sexual abuse material, and just general animal cruelty offences. In the Northern Territory, these laws for the possession, creation, and distribution of bestiality materials, they don't exist, so police weren't effectively able to charge him with those offences. So we went to Michelle Rowland's office for comment. She's the new Attorney General. She declined to comment and said that these laws were a matter for the states. However, Shadow Attorney General Julian Lisa said that in principle, they would support legislation put forward by Labor.